Now, as I promised you, we have got on the line right now the Silver Line. This is Michael and Catherine Leenan. How are you guys?
We're very good, yeah.
Hello, Phil.
Thank you so much for being part of the program. You're coming through loud and clear.
Good.
Tell us all about this duo of yours and what you're going to be doing at the Maxville Music Muster back in coming up in August 7th to 13th of March.
Well, you know, very simply, we're going to be singing and playing guitars and having a good time with folks up there. It's Country Music Muster.
Yep.
And we're country music, so there you go. It's what we do, and we're going up there to do it for them. There you go.
Now, you've got... You're going.
I was going to say, our first time at Maxville, I'm really looking forward to meeting the awesome lineup of people and, just gigging with them and the wonderful Vanessa and sponsorship by Field Hastings and Fiddle Briggs and a whole lot of other, pretty amazing people being part of this. We're just fingers crossed that the weather dries off a little bit for everyone. So, I've heard that the Maxwell Muster really goes off. So, tickets available. So, get along.
Absolutely. Tickets available at maxwellmusicmuster.com.au. There's no, they've got camping and everything out there, but all the powered sites completely sold out. So, it's going to be a huge gig, I think, for you guys. There is still tickets available for the show, and also if you want to camp, but all the powered caravan sites or tent sites are all gone, completely sold out. So did you know that or not?
Yeah, I did. I actually was just reading a little bit, getting latest updates on weather and what their contingency plans were, and saw that, and I thought, well, that's a wonderful sign, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Like, finally, COVID's ending, everything's opening up and people are on the move, and this is really great for live music and performers and people that love music. So, very, very pumped to hear that. That's great.
Fabulous. Now, tell us a bit about your duo, because I noticed Michael's got an accent. I know Michael's got a bit of a background from his country, his homeland. Yeah, you got a bit of a reputation there. You've played with some fabulous people over there, met some fabulous people in the country music business. So for the benefit of my listeners who may not be familiar with the Silver Line, just give us a little bit of your background and how you two guys came together and formed this fabulous duo.
I lived in the Nashville area and in Alabama for a fair few years.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell by my accent that I still carry that with me. I've been in Australia for 20 years now, but I just can't shake the accent. Uh-huh. I don't know why that is.
Yep.
But so I moved over here. I met Kathy.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you resist a blonde-haired, beautiful Australian girl?
That's true.
You can't.
You can't.
It's just not, And so I got rid of all my stuff except for my guitars and got on a plane and came over here, left out of Nashville to do that. And I was fortunate enough to work with some pretty fun people over there. Nashville, for those who don't know, is like a really big, small town.
Okay.
And everybody knows everybody else. And, it's just a really great place to make music.
Yes.
And to be a part of country music. So we come here. And now we've done the Silver Line for a few years now, but when we first got here, we didn't do country music initially, but it was always sort of our true north. It's what we wanted to do, and it just took a while for us to kind of figure out how to do that. We met a guy named Simon Johnson, and he's got a studio. He's a producer, and we produced our first album.
Mm-hmm.
We've had 8 top 10 songs off that album and 3 number ones.
Wow.
So we're pretty pleased with the way that all turned out.
Absolutely.
All that's great.
Yep.
Except that if it wasn't for the radio people.
Yes.
And people playing our music and people loving it, that, would be just, a nice time in the bedroom playing guitar.
Okay.
Not really getting out.
Yeah. So,
and we did a lot of, we were doing gigs, and then COVID hit, and then this hit, and then that hit. And, and it took us, the album took 3 years to complete because COVID interrupted everything.
Yes.
And we're now working on album number 2.
Wow.
And going great guns. And, you know, we've done, we're going to be course at Tamworth.
Yes.
Maxville's first, then we're going to go up to Tamworth. We've got about 7 or 8 shows up in Tamworth. And, yes. And so we're looking forward to that. And, it's going to be good. We're excited.
Oh, look, I can just imagine how they're going to accept you, because the music, we're talking about Walking the Wall, aren't we? Is this your first album, Walking the Wall?
Yeah, that's the first album.
Yeah,
look, that's the debut.
There's fabulous, some fabulous, fabulous stuff on this. I must admit, it was Greg Field who put me on to you guys. I hadn't heard of you guys before, and a connection led me to Greg Field, Hastings Entertainment, and we spoke to Greg last week, and I said, look, let's talk to some of the acts. And he said, oh, you have to talk to the Silver Line. I thought, my goodness, man. I've never heard of the Silver Line, you know. And, of course, I looked you up, and then I played your stuff, and I thought, yeah, definitely got to talk to you guys, because this is fabulous stuff. So,
wow, thank you.
Yeah.
And thanks to Greg for that. He's been amazing. We've crossed paths, and he's really enthusiastic and does so much for so many artists. So, really pleased to be part of that. And,
He sure does. So, who's the main songwriter? Do you just write together, or is one of you sort of write the music, the other write the lyric, or is it a collaboration of both of you?
Initially, when we were looking to record the album, Michael has had a whole lot of songs because he was playing in country bands in the States and got development deals and rubbed shoulders with a whole lot of people. But like you said, we didn't meet Simon until 2018 and got that project going.
Yep.
So he already had some songs ready to go. And then other things that have sort of originated out of circumstances, I think, while we've been here. I'm going to say he's the main songwriter. Uh-huh. I add in my bits, like we're doing a bit of a – we've really excited that we've done a co-write with Alan Caswell.
Yes.
So we'll be that single will be the lead single off our new album. And I'll get – yeah, like he wrote it with Alan, but I've sort of helped with – some of the arrangements and stuff like that. So I delve in.
Yes.
But often Michael predominantly would be the writer. So, okay. Yeah, and at least a couple of the songs like Box of Wood, yep. He had that song humming along there for a while and just, hit the right producer at the right time and the song just came to life. It was amazing. So,
amazing, yeah. And Box of Wood, that was like the People's Choice Award, wasn't it? It won.
Yeah, really excited for that. It was amazing, actually. Yeah, we were like amazed and pumped. But so many people said to us, what a great song.
Yes.
So, you know what I mean? You just never know. But, people loved it. So it was great.
So just give us a little bit of a backstory to Box of Wood, Michael, because I did play it last week. And Greg said for anybody who plays a guitar, and I do have listeners who play guitar, he said they're going to relate to this track. So tell us mm-hmm. a little bit about Box of Wood.
Well, when I was a young pup, I lived on a 40-acre horse ranch. My dad was a horseman and a ranch hand,
mm-hmm.
and I grew up in that world of tractors and horses and out in the country, and I had this big, long driveway that I'd be let off from school, and I'd come home, and you know, I always wanted to play the guitar, and I can remember my parents said to me if I would go with them to the Central Washington. It was up in Washington State,
right
in America, where we lived, and they said, if you'll go to the big horse show with us, well, on our way home, Dad'll get you a guitar. And he spent a whopping $24 on it from the Sears and Roebuck store, and I learned to play it, and and I spent my entire childhood
mm-hmm.
coming home from school, going into my room, playing my guitar. My dad was a man of few words. He'd peck on the door and he'd say, dinner.
Right.
And I'd go out and eat dinner, and then I'd go back into my room until he'd peck on the door and say, go to bed. And and that was guitar. It was all guitar.
Right.
And then, of course, the way the song goes is, you know, you find other things as you grow older, and I did as well. But I always played guitar, but I kind of put it away for a few years, and then, I picked it back up. And then I wrote this song about that
experience of
growing up. And mm-hmm. my girlfriend growing up as a kid was the guitar.
Yeah. Fabulous. She's
sort of shaped like a girl, and, you know, got this nice long neck. And,
yep.
And, you know,
so you had an affair with a guitar, basically.
Yeah.
And the results is this fabulous song.
Yeah, and so we just put it together, and I always love a style of music called Zydeco. Zydeco music is Cajun Louisiana music.
Okay.
Usually has an accordion and a fiddle and all that sort of stuff, and that's the style that we put the song in. I didn't originally write the song with that in mind, but it lent itself really nicely, and mm-hmm. And so we did it in that style.
Okay.
And I'm always, you know, anytime you release a song to radio and you're on the other side of it, so you probably don't get this, but it's a combination of excitement and abject terror.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because you never know, and you've invested all this time and effort and money and everything into producing a song.
Yes.
And then, you know, it can go on the radio and do nothing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yep.
Not really. But then when they do, it's like, this is just insane.
Mm.
I've been so blessed by what Box of Wood's been able to do.
Yep.
And it's really, I would have to say, one of our signature songs. Mm-hmm. You know, we got a couple.
Okay.
That did that. Walking the Wall went number one for many weeks. And, you know, another one, what was it?
Silver Threads
and Golden Needles.
Yeah, went, fabulous track.
Which isn't our song.
That's no, not it's not.
Ours, but, you know, so, and it always, and everything else has gone on the album has gone you know, top 10.
Wow.
So my manager, when we finally released the album, because everything got held up by COVID and this and that and the other,
mm-hmm.
we finally released the album, and our manager, a guy named Cameron Surrett, Cameron says to me, he goes, you know, you're really releasing a greatest hits album.
Yeah, and so does that kind of put pressure on you? Because now your second album, your second album, like, there's going to be so much anticipation from the people. They're going to think, wow, that's their first album. What are they going to come up with next? So the pressure will be really on you, isn't it, really now, to
come
up with something fabulous, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I know with Billy Ray,
that's why you bring in people like Alan Caswell and David Carter. These are golden guitar winning songwriters, and you know, I've written a couple of songs with the two of those guys. They'll both be on the second album.
Yep.
We're in the process of recording that all now, and so just got to keep on. You have to kind of disengage from all that. If you do, if you don't, it will mess with you.
Yeah.
You know,
you can't let it. You can't.
Yeah.
All right. Well, look, before I'm going to have to sort of wind this up in a minute. I'd love to talk to you for longer, but before I do that, I want to talk to you about this new song that's coming out. This is an exclusive for us listeners. It hasn't actually been released yet. It's called The Northern Coast. What was it called? The Northern Coast?
The Northern Coast,
yeah. The Northern Coast. Okay. So tell me and the listeners all about this song. Now, first of all, it's not available at the moment. It will be released when?
It'll be released officially on the 8th of March.
Okay.
So coming up pretty quickly.
Well, this is fabulous. So we've got an absolute first here, listeners. You're hearing this first. It hasn't been played anywhere else to my knowledge. Is that right?
That's right.
Wow. So I feel very honoured, and I know my listeners are pretty thrilled about it. Tell us about the Northern Coast, because there's a backstory to this, and I really want the listeners to understand where this song is coming from.
Yeah, thanks, Phil. Yeah, very personal story about it. In when we started the Silver Line and we were getting our songs together and starting to write, I come from a family of four girls, and my older sister was like the glue that held the family together. She was the mother of all the, you know, nieces and nephews. She was the go-to person for everyone. So, you know, that you always have the, sometimes it's the older sibling, sometimes it's not, but that was my sister Sharon. And my biggest supporter, the biggest fan that we ever had, she was just so invested into family and loved all of us. And Sharon, around September 2018, got quite ill very rapidly. and was a diagnosis of stage 4 brain cancer. So that ultimately was, you know, probably 4 months, and then into January 2019, we realized that it was terminal. And we had the opportunity to visit with Dr. Charlie Teo, and he showed us so much kindness in a time that was extremely dark. Anyone that's, you know, as we all do, we walk that journey of losing family members and friends, and often people with the 6 degrees of separation, you'll know someone that's been affected by cancer or battling cancer. In Sharon's case, she fought it so bravely, and we couldn't ultimately get the surgery that she needed, and that's nothing to do with Dr. Teo. It was just other set of circumstances, but he was incredibly generous, and I know that he does life-saving intervention. So out of that, Sharon sadly passed away on the 6th of February 2019, which was devastating. And then 6 months later, I lost my dad to stomach cancer. So it was 2019 was a year that, just one of those, never want to walk that again. So from that set of circumstances, a lot of grieving, a lot of hurt, a lot of things going on that people do face when you lose someone, came this song called The Northern Coast. And it's written in her honour, her memory, that even though she was here for a short while, she made such an impact. And it really would relate or resonate to anyone that's lost a family member that, you know what I mean, they're, even though you've lost them, there's always going to be hope. And hope for the future, and that's how I see this song. So it's and the Northern Coast comes from, we live on the Northern Coast. That was her life. She was a person that was very invested in nature and music and everything. So that's the long short of it.
And the proceeds from the sale of this song are going to cancer research or something?
100%. Yes. I've got a fundraiser going for the Charlie Teo Foundation.
Okay.
So if anyone would like to give towards that, it's obviously, you know, I mean, we want to cure cancer.
Yes.
And I'm very passionate about it. If the song, when it's available and purchased, 100% of everything that we do with the song goes to the Charlie Teo Foundation. And we'll have a wonderful film clip to go with it when the song's released as well.
Okay. So the place for them to get that would be where? On the platforms, or are you going to have hard copies if people want to buy a hard copy of it? Or
It will be on the next album, but initially will be available for digital download, and that'll be through our website, and that's thesilverline.com.au. So we'd love people to get on there and purchase it after the 8th of March and know that all proceeds and also will be going to Charlie Teo Foundation.
Fabulous. So there you go, listeners. Not only do you get a fabulous song, but you know that the money purchased for the song is going to such such a needed cause. I'm sure somebody knows somebody on this program that has lost a loved one or a friend or a family member due to cancer. So
absolutely.
You're not alone.
I feel we're never alone. We've all walk in someone else's shoes like that. So I hope that this song brings some comfort. Sort of makes people realise that, you know, it's not the end ultimately, but when you lose someone, it's incredibly hard.
Yes. All right, guys. Well, I'm going to have to wind this up. Thank you so much for your time, The Silver Line. I'd love to get you on again. When this album comes out, when this new one comes out, please let us all know so we can play this. And if anybody does want to buy a copy of The Northern Coast, they can get it, on the platform? Well, that'll be Spotify or... Bandcamp,
digital download.
Yep.
Yeah.
But really, the best way.
Yep.
Because the payment, as you probably are aware,
yes,
for Spotify and those pennies.
Yes.
Pennies on
absolutely.
And so the best way to really make sure that Charlie gets his money.
Yep.
Is to buy it off our website.
Okay.
$2, $1.99, whatever.
And that'll be up after the 8th of March. So thank you, Phil. We really appreciate your time and
Absolutely.
Just continue to chat with you.
It's my pleasure. Thank you so much, Michael and Catherine Leenan. Is that how I pronounce it, Leenan?
Leenan. But it's Leenan is German, you're right. Yeah, but it's the Americanism is American. The pronunciation is
Leenan. Leenan. There you go, listeners, The Silver Line, Michael and Catherine Leenan. Now, if you do want to, as they said, get a copy of this song, get it from them, from your website. Give us that again.
Yes. thesilverline.com.au.
Okay, and if you want to see these guys performing live, they will be at the Maxville Music Muster from the 7th to the 13th of March. They're not going to be there for the whole time, but they will be on the bill, and they are one of the headlining acts. So if any of the listeners want tickets, maxvillemusicmuster.com.au.
Fabulous. Thank you, Phil.
Thank you.
And all your listeners. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Catherine. Thanks, Michael.
You bet, Phil.
Take good care. Giddy up.
Thank you so much. We'll catch up again soon, I'm sure.